The drilling of new oil and gas wells like this one in Midland and West Texas is creating not just more jobs in the state, but more pollution. The pollution is from big diesel engines that power the rigs, from flares used to burn off excess natural gas, and from vapors leaking from storage tanks and pipelines. According to state data, toxic emissions skyrocketed in the Midland area, largely accounting for a 23% increase in the statewide average for total toxic emissions in 2012. It was also in 2012 that big budget cuts hit the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. The TCEQ monitors pollution and enforces state and federal clean air and water regulations. Dealing with the effects of the national recession, the Texas legislature cut the agency's funding 30%, its staff by 8%. The cuts remain largely in effect. Political scientist Cal Gilson at Southern Methodist University in Dallas wonders if that makes sense.
So while our energy industry is booming, to be cutting back on the regulators that watch to be sure that the industry is not taking shortcuts is, I think, a really bad idea.
Gilson has written about how Texas regulates industry and points out that it's not just oil drilling that's booming, so are refineries and petrochemical plants along the Gulf Coast. Texas leads the nation in refining and oil and gas production, and those are the biggest industrial polluters, according to state data.
We don't do nearly enough to try to limit that pollution.
But trying to limit regulation on business has been at the center of efforts in the Texas legislature. One Senate committee has been considering ways to, quote, reduce the burdens of environmental regulation. Key lawmakers in those efforts didn't respond to our request for interviews. Texas has also been fighting efforts by federal regulators to enforce clean air laws. But those federal regulators are facing tough budgets of their own.
There have been just dramatically fewer inspections.
Bernadette Rappold used to work for the Federal Environmental Protection Agency and is now with the law firm McGuire Woods in Washington. She says EPA's budget is suffering big cuts that mean it will have fewer people to help states enforce environmental laws.
It's not the case that it's simply the federal EPA that's been cut and the states can pick up the slack. The states are, in many instances, hurting too.
Add it all up, and environmental advocates are concerned about what could happen to the quality of air and water in Texas. Alina Kraft in Austin is a health scientist with the Environmental Defense Fund.
These are common sense safeguards that we're talking about that we're not able to do as effectively or efficiently when we have these massive budget cuts.
The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality disagrees. In an emailed response to State Impact, the commission said it is maintaining its core mission of issuing permits and enforcing environmental laws despite the budget cuts. But the commission said it has made reductions in other programs, like toxic site cleanups. That said, the TCEQ has failed to meet goals it has set to reduce overall toxic releases in the state. Its goal was to cut those releases by 2% a year, which it did in 2010 and 2011, according to reports we reviewed. But the reports show toxic releases actually increased in 2012 by 14% and by nearly 3% last year. The TCEQ said the increases had nothing to do with the budget cuts that took effect coincidentally. Instead, the commission said there were several big releases of chemicals at a few plants that, in essence, caused toxic releases to spike. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.